Well, when Jesus came into this world, he changed everything. That light came into the darkness, and it's never been the same again. And you know what? When we invite Jesus into our lives as Lord and Savior, our lives are never the same. Amen? So what a difference Jesus makes in our life. When Jesus comes into any life, a home, a family, a situation, things change. Jesus is the difference maker. I got a little book in my office called The Difference Maker. And it's about attitude. And you know what? It's a good book, but it's a little misguided. Because attitude is important, but Jesus is the difference maker. Jesus is the one that makes a difference in our lives. When it's all said and done, I'm telling you, Jesus, in every situation, he can make the difference. You know, he walked this earth, you read the Gospels and you see the difference that he made in lives as he walked into their life. A man born blind who's never seen, Jesus comes along and he sees. An invalid by the pool of Bethesda, for 38 years he's been an invalid. But Jesus comes by. What a difference Jesus made in their lives. Can you just imagine what it must have been like? A demon-possessed man who ran around in the cemetery with no clothes on, dragging some broken chains. But Jesus comes along, and the next thing, he's clothed and sitting in his right mind, and he's ready to follow Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus makes a difference. We see it all through the Gospels. The blind receive their sight. The brokenhearted are healed. Captives are set free. Those who were in darkness and despair, a light shined in their hearts. Sinners forgiven. Lives that were destroyed were restored. The difference is Jesus. And you know what? It didn't end when he ascended into heaven. No, it just went right on. How about that Saul turned Paul? This man Saul was so full of religious pride and hatred, persecuting the church, having people thrown into prison, doing everything that he can to stop the church. But when Jesus showed up on that road to Damascus, everything changed. Jesus made the difference. This once prideful Pharisee who was so full of himself, later he calls himself the chief of sinners. What was the difference? Jesus. This man who once persecuted the church, and now he has become the apostle to the Gentiles. But you know what? He didn't just minister to Gentiles. No, he ministered to the Jews also. To the Jews, to the Gentiles, to dignitaries. I'm just telling you how radically God used this man who once was set on destroying the church. The difference was Jesus. And you know what? Jesus is the difference between people being bound up with old dead religion and having a real relationship with God. Jesus says it really plainly in John 14, 6. He says, no man comes to the Father but by me. What's the difference? It's just Jesus. It's as simple as that. The difference, all these religions that talk about getting to God by being good and doing this and doing that. You know, some of them got all kinds of crazy rules. You got to ride a bike for 2 years and go door to door. You got to strap a bomb on your back and blow yourself up and all this stuff. You got to get to God. None of it works. There's only one way you can get to God. Jesus is the difference. The difference between no dead religion and having a real relationship with God. There's just no other way. And it hasn't changed. Hebrews 13:8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here's the amazing thing. Just as much as Jesus made a difference in the lives that those he walked past in the Gospels, he's still making a difference in lives like that today. He's the same yesterday, today, today, and forever. He's not going to change. This is one of the one of the key things where a lot of people get in great error in their theology, in their perception of who God is. You know, it's all the rage right now. You just kind of make up God your own version. That is such a lie from the pit of hell. It's nothing but idolatry. He is who he is. He's the God of the Bible. He's the God that the Bible describes. But you got to always know this. God has not changed. From Genesis to Revelation, and before that for all eternity, and after that for all eternity. He changes not. You know how I know that? Because he says, I, the Lord, change not. And that means he is still the same God that he was when Jesus walked this earth. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still heals. He still restores. He still delivers. He still strengthens. Sometimes maybe we forget that the difference in our lives is Jesus. You know, I say that, and I can't help but think that sometimes Christians get a little judgmental of people that don't know the Lord like we do. We just need to remember the difference in our lives is Jesus. It's not because we're better. It's just because of Jesus. At 17, you know, I was one of those that was raised in a Christian home where we believed in Jesus, but didn't go to church, didn't live for Jesus. We thought we were Christians, but we didn't really know the Lord in a personal way. And I had a broken heart, messed up kid at 17 years old, started drinking, would try to sneak a little alcohol or get the NyQuil to have a drink before I went to sleep. Back then, NyQuil was 25%. That's 50 proof, in case you didn't know. You know what happened? Jesus. Amen. The difference between a broken life of an alcoholic and somebody serving the Lord and being so blessed to be used of God in some way, Jesus. That's it, just Jesus. The difference between life and death, it's Jesus. 1 John 5:12 says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Well, the Bible couldn't be much clearer than that, could it? If you got Jesus, you got life. And you know, God gives us a choice. You can live your life without Jesus, or you can live your life with Jesus. But the spiritual reality is that apart from Jesus, there is no real life. John 10 and 10, Jesus says that he came that we might have abundant life. There's a difference in living out your days and really living a life that's overflowing, a life that's full, a life of peace and joy, a life that means something. That's the difference that Jesus makes. You know, there's another way that Jesus, well, he makes the difference between heaven and hell. He is the difference between heaven and hell. Straight up. But you know, another way he's the difference between heaven and hell, he's the difference between heaven and hell. What I mean is that heaven is heaven because Jesus is there. And hell is hell because it's a place where he is not. For all eternity, apart, separated from the life of God. That's what makes heaven heaven. It's not streets of gold. Good grief. That's just pavement. I mean, in heaven, gold is just pavement. It's all about him. Jesus is what makes heaven heaven. And that's what makes hell such torment, to be separated from the life of God, the love of God, the peace of God. Separated from everything that is good. The difference is Jesus. John chapter 8 tells us about a woman caught in adultery, shamed, humiliated, brought before Jesus. Surely she expected to be stoned according to the law, but she's forgiven. Her accusers are shamed, and she's given another chance. The difference between being judged and condemned, not just for her, for everybody. The difference between being judged and condemned or forgiven and acquitted, Jesus. That's it. That's it. Some people say, you'll see right there, God was different in the New Testament than he was in the Old Testament. No, he wasn't. There were always people all through the Bible that he showed grace and mercy to. There were people that committed adultery and took part in murder. The law said to stone them, but God showed them grace and mercy. And by one example, somebody say me. Oh, I see that hand. How about David? The law said he was to be stoned, but God showed him mercy. I'm just telling you, God hasn't changed. And that'll help your theology if you always remember that. If your pieces of the Bible don't seem to fit together, well, just keep learning and growing like the rest of us. Nobody's got it all figured out. Here's the preachers and teachers you need to be leery of, the ones that know all the answers. Man, Lord, help me to stay on track tonight. Preach. Jesus is the difference. He's the difference between sinner and saint. Sinner and saint. Saint. A lot of people think you got to be dead to be a saint. You got to be perfect to be a saint. Listen, if you got to be perfect, there ain't none. Even of the dead ones, there ain't none. No, saint just means holy one. Holy ones, that's right. People that have been washed in the blood, set apart for God. That's holy ones. But Jesus is the difference. He's the difference. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He's the difference between an old life and a new life. He's the difference between that old nature, so prone to sin, so bound up, and that new nature, being a partaker of his divine nature. He's the difference. He's the difference in, well, that's just the way I am, and being free from that old I am and letting Jesus live in you. It's Jesus. He's the one that makes the difference. And whether or not we live a selfish life, a carnal life, or we live a life of serving in love, Jesus. The difference between turmoil, stress, and having peace, the Prince of Peace, Jesus is the difference. He makes the difference between a storm and a great calm. Sometimes he does that on the outside, and sometimes he just does it on the inside. The difference between hope and hopeless, Jesus. Always hope with Jesus. It's the difference between sorrow and joy. I think about the disciples when Jesus is about to be betrayed. He tells the disciples, I've told you this, that you'll have joy, that my joy might be in you. Now, you know what? They had some sad times. They had some sorrowful times, and so do we. But on the other side, there's always joy in the morning. There's a joy that's always abiding, that's always going to be there for us, that fruit of the Spirit that even in the midst of difficult times, we can still have joy because of Jesus. He's the difference. Not just keeping us afloat in life, but doing miracles in our life. He's the difference between bondage and freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He'll set you free from sin. He'll set you free from addiction, from oppression, from depression. He'll set you free from the fear of man. He'll set you free from dead, powerless religion. Here's the difference between being cursed and blessed. Jesus. It's because of Jesus that we've been delivered from the curse of the law. Just because of Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. It's because of Jesus that we are a blessed people. Because of Jesus, We've been made righteous. He who knew no sin became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus, just because of Jesus. Anybody righteous here tonight? Oh, you can't even say that, can you? You can't raise your hand to that, can you? It's not because of you. It is just because of Jesus. Our righteousness is filthy rags. But we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Now, if you couldn't raise your hand, I didn't say if you wouldn't. I know some of you just aren't going to do it. But if you couldn't raise your hand, you need to get that verse of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:21. You've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because he who knew no sin became sin for us. He makes the difference in us being ashamed and afraid to come before God and being able to stand before him, knowing that he's not counting our sins against us. The difference between sick and healed is Jesus. He still heals. Listen, by his stripes, the wounds on his back, the Bible says, we were healed. The difference is Jesus. The difference between need and abundance, it's Jesus. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. You know what? Without Jesus, you can never know for sure. There's a lot of cocky people in this world. They think they know. No, they don't. I read in the Bible where Jesus tells about a rich man who had great wealth and he had such a great harvest. He says, I'm going to build me bigger barns. But then it says, thou fool, tonight your soul will be required of you. You don't know. You don't have a guarantee of tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen with the economy. You don't know what's going to happen with the stock market. You don't know what's going to happen with the government. You don't know what's going to happen with your job. I've known people that worked at the same place for 35 years and they were making a lot of money. And then one day somebody walked in and said, bye. People that were real high up in the company. And one day they were gone. I'm just telling you, you don't know except for one thing. Jesus makes the difference. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's not dependent upon man or situation or circumstance. It's not dependent on the government. It's just Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jesus, he makes the difference. One of my favorite stories in the scripture of a life that was changed is that little short guy, Zacchaeus. A little guy who was so full of greed, he took advantage of people as a tax collector. But when Jesus came to his house, everything changed. I want to read that story. It's Luke 19. I'm just read 5 through 10. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. I like that. I must stay at your house today. Somebody, that's a word for you. Jesus wants to stay at your house. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. Yep. He'll come to your house. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. Wow. Here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Now, I want you to know something. When somebody is greedy and they're taking advantage of people, and then all of a sudden they're giving half their possessions to the poor, they're returning fourfold what they took wrongly, that's a difference. Yeah. Jesus made that difference. And I want you to know that Jesus can make the same kind of difference in our lives. Listen, how it must have been different in Zacchaeus' home from that day forward. He can make the same kind of difference in our homes. In verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham." Jesus changed his life, and Zacchaeus was never the same. He didn't do business the same way. His home wasn't the same. Salvation came to his house. Some of us, we've seen our families radically changed. And I just want to encourage you tonight. If your family is struggling in some way, if there's tension and fighting, arguing, Jesus makes the difference. Jesus is the difference. Now, you might say, "Oh, well, you know, we go to church. We know." I'm telling you, Jesus can make the difference in your home. You need to get a picture of that. If he can do it for Zacchaeus, he can do it for you. And it doesn't matter how big the strongholds, how much unforgiveness and bitterness there is. I'm telling you, Jesus can make the difference in your home. It's not too hard for him. Your family can radically change. Oh, how he brings a peace when we acknowledge his presence, when we are aware of him in our homes. You know, so much of the time, people are just not even aware. They don't even think about him. To me, this is part of what it means to fear the Lord, is that you're always aware of his watchful eye and his presence, that he hears every word. And, you know, if we really fear the Lord and we're aware of his presence in our home, it makes a difference in how we talk and how we treat one another and the things that we do and what we watch, right? I mean, it just changes everything. You know, I've said this before. Well, we used to have a little plaque that said Christ, the unseen guest at every meal. And I just think that sometimes if you're struggling with your family, sometimes it might be good for you to just go ahead and set a place at the table for Jesus, just to remind you that Jesus is at the dinner table. But Jesus makes the difference. Proverbs 17:1 says, "Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a full house of feasting with strife." You know what? That's true. It's such a blessing to have peace in your home. And Jesus can do that. I wonder sometimes, can people tell that our home is different? They should be able to if Jesus is truly Lord in our lives. You know, for a lot of people, a home is a place of conflict. It should be a place of shelter and refuge and peace. Jesus makes that difference. Jesus is the difference between just going to church and having an encounter with God. Because where two or three gather in his name, and this is where a lot of people miss it. It doesn't matter if you get a bunch of people together. It doesn't matter if you even get a bunch of people together and call it church, and it says church on the outside of the building. It's why are they gathering there? Because if they're gathering there for the show, that ain't it. You got to gather in his name. You're gathering for Jesus. And when we gather in his name as the church, he's there in our midst. That's something precious and powerful that we don't take lightly, but we reverence his presence. We regard him because Jesus is the difference. I'm telling you, we got something the world can't match. See, it's not about the sound and lights and the talent. It's not about how nice stuff is. So much of the church world has gotten caught up in all of these things when the only thing that really matters is the presence of God and Jesus showing up in our midst. He's the one that makes the difference. People get confused and upset over religion, and they want to argue about everything. But you know what we need to focus on? Jesus. just Jesus. Jesus is the difference between apathy and being on fire for God. Two disciples walking along on the road to Emmaus, and they're confused. They don't understand the things that have happened. You know what? Those kinds of things happen all the time in life, and they happen in church. I'm confused. I don't understand. And they're upset walking along the way, but Jesus begins to walk with them. And he begins to open to them the scriptures. Later, when they realized who he was, they said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us as we walked along the way with him?" I'm just telling you, Jesus is the one that can take a heart that's lukewarm and set you on fire. Jesus is the difference, not religion, just Jesus. Oh, how Jesus needs to be our focus. He's the difference between being an outsider looking in or being in on all the blessings of God. Ephesians 2, 12 and 13, he says, "At that time you were without Christ." What's that like? "Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." It's Jesus. He's the one that brought us near. He's the one that made the difference. Without Jesus, we were excluded from the promises. They just didn't apply to us. The blessings were unavailable to us. But with Jesus, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "All of the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us." I'll tell you, when somebody starts telling me or trying to tell me that certain promises are not for me, well, that ain't what this verse says. It says, "All of the promises of God in him are yes." And our responsibility is to say amen, to agree with the promise of God. In him, amen, to the glory of God through us. But without Jesus, we ain't got a promise to stand on. Without Jesus, whatever problems, difficulties, heartaches, tragedies we face, it just is what it is. But with Jesus, there's always a way. There's no situation, there's no impossibility that he can't handle. Jesus, he makes the difference. He makes the difference in how your kids are gonna do. You know, I've talked about this before, but sometimes parents, they get real big on teaching their kids certain skills and certain abilities, and there ain't nothing more important than teaching your kid about Jesus, because Jesus will make the difference in their life. He'll make the difference in whether or not they're successful or not, whether or not they're happy. He'll make the difference. Every important thing in life. I know that sounds a little simplistic, but I'm telling you, in the end, Jesus is the one that makes the difference. And I want to encourage you tonight, he can restore. He can repair. He can rebuild. In your family, in your situation, in you personally, what's going on with you personally, he can soften hard hearts. He can tear down walls. He can pull out the bitterness, get rid of the resentment. He can help you put aside those fears, those doubts. Jesus. I want you to stand with me, and I just want to ask you just to focus on Jesus.